I've watched Black Love stretch its hands towards promises it thought were heaven, only to be met with smoke. Warm at first, but it burns slow. We give so much, don't we? We bleed poems into people. We hand out loyalty like free samples, hoping someone finally tests forever. We fall fast because we were raised to believe that love was worth the leap. But lately, every leap ends in a lesson. Every lesson leaves a scar. See, we're in a time where real love feels vintage, where good morning texts replaced handwritten letters, where what you're doing killed deep conversations, where likes feel like affection and validation comes from strangers on timelines. We meet people who feel like soulmates, not just lovers. Mirrors, they reflect every ache, every dream, every wound we thought was healed. And we say, maybe this is it. But what happens when the bond we prayed for becomes the bruise we can't explain? What happens when love stops feeling like light and starts feeling like survival? When the person you trusted starts turning your softness into insecurity, your trust into weapon, your heart into something fragile, something toxic, something scared to love again? We've gone from writing poems to posting quotes, from listening to defending, from loving to performing, and still act for something real. So what happened to love? Where did the evening walks go? The soft looks? I caught you no matter what kind of energy. Where did forever turn into for now? Who stole the old school vibes, the slow jumps, the sunny dates, the peace? Why is love monetized now? Why is love a brand deal, a flex, a prize? Why did we let trauma raise our relationships instead of healing? But even in this mess, I still believe that somewhere out there, love writes letters. Love still shows up, even when it's inconvenient. Love still holds hands in storms, still leaves space to grow, still chooses you, every version of you. Love, real love, isn't dead. It's just tired of being played with. So if you're carrying broken pieces, if your heart now features many tears, I love you. If you've made love a villain just to protect yourself, I get it, I really do. But don't get the wrong bond make you forget what love was always meant to be. You still deserve flowers. You still deserve softness. You still deserve mornings that feel safe and nights that don't ache. Because love, real love, is still somewhere in you, waiting to bloom, not perfectly, but purely. So when you're ready, try again. But this time, don't fall. Let it rise with you.